Yes, sir.
How you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Good. I wanted to follow up because these getting these reimbursements funded, they're always like a time-sensitive issue between when someone takes delivery and when we pay. But I followed up with oh my god, the girl watching Chandra. Yeah, jeez, what a day. In your office, but she was supposed to send me the wire, but I haven't seen it yet.
Okay, you haven't seen the wire.
No, because like I said, these are really time sensitive issues, like when delivery. Yeah. So I don't want to cause you any issues. I'm trying to do my best here.
I assumed that she had got it to you back when I sent you the.
No, I called her the other day too. She said she was going to work on it, but I haven't seen anything yet. And I'm just assuming she's busy.
Let me see if I can get that moving.
Okay, how's everything else going?
Good baby coming, and I'm putting an addition on the house, and I just got back from China for another week. And
oh, nice.
So
are you getting any other equipment from China right now or no?
Yes, I ordered the wire saw and the downhole hammer drill.
Have you paid for the wire saw?
I wired him a down payment of $20,000.
What's the total amount?
I think that it is 45 or 50.
When do you get that one delivered?
It'll ship in 3 weeks, and I'll get it 5 weeks after that. So we're looking at August, beginning of August.
Cool. All right. Yeah. I mean, I'm looking forward to getting this one done. We'll put that one together too. And then I have an FYI. But you know what? It's late. It's already 5 o'clock your time. So let's just talk Monday. I know you got stuff with family, and hopefully get this thing wrapped up for you. How's the truck working out, by the way? The one we did last month.
Excellent. They love it.
Awesome. Yep. I'll talk to you soon.
Appreciate it. How are you doing? Things going good?
Our industry has become very interesting over the last 2 to 3 months.
Yeah.
We are basically having my day, and I'll give it to you in a minute and a half. Listen, Mr. Customer. Stop. Here's the truth. Do you get calls from people offering you working capital a lot?
Constantly,
yeah. It's nonstop, right?
Yeah.
And you get letters and offers and credit cards, and they look like credit cards, all this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
So the challenge is, right now, customers are extremely overwhelmed. And what has become what is a very good product has become out of control. And so the whole issue is that customers really don't know what the best deal is. It's just like me. If I went to you, Josh, and I was in your area, and I said, "Hey, dude, give me a granite countertop." Now the reality is, I can go to 10 different people and have them quote me square footage, but I really don't know the intricacies of actually saying, "Well, what is the best deal? What is a fair deal? You know, what is a fair price, fair time frame?" Because there's a lot of different variables that go into this. Someone could sell me the same square footage, but then the installation can be horrible. Or the material would be different. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so the problem is right now, the challenge is that customers are getting thrown. People are throwing so many offers at them, they really don't know what to do. And so you have a lot of customers where you're saying, hey, look, like, you're just going to have to trust me that I know what's best interest from you. The other thing that we're trying to also to help people is we're doing some terms that I think are below market and better for customers, but we also have seen that a lot of customers get... I mean, I have customers myself that are doing this. They're way over their head. I have customers that are just, they're borrowing. You're a smart guy, and you think about everything before you do it, but you have a lot of customers right now that are just not reading documents, not understanding anything, just going crazy, and then they wake up.
Monday morning.
Well, no, because the reality is working capital can be used. There's a lot of customers. I just did a $250,000 loan for one of my customers. But he does about $5-6 million a year in sales. It's a good product. He understands. We're doing an 18-month term for him. We're also doing what's called interest forgiveness. So what we're doing a lot of is, one of our best programs is, instead of getting into these rate wars, we'll give someone, like, let's say you come, the best program I have right now, it's actually what I call, it's expensive up front, but it's cheap on the back end. And basically what happens is this. Over, say, 18 months, you pay between 36 to 40% no fees. So most people go, well, that's crazy. Why don't I just take an offer that's like 21 or 25% over a year? But why the product makes sense is a lot of customers do renewals, and that means they borrow additional capital halfway through. And how the most of the working capital terms work is if you borrow more money, you're basically double paying interest, or maybe you get a small discount.
I heard.
You're rolling over all the interest. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah.
Where our product makes sense is, even though it's a little more costly up front, we forgive all the interest when someone renews on one of our programs. So we'll have customers that are like, well, I send them an amortization schedule. It's in writing, but it's a product where you can actually, for people that are constantly cycling money and growing their business, they don't get into this whole game where they're robbing Peter to pay Paul. They're getting a loan for 18 months, but once it's 9 months in, if they want to renew, we forgive all the remaining interest. And so that's a product I've been using. But the long and short is customers are completely overwhelmed, and there's some issues, but it's fun. We're busy.
Right. So how long has it been that this has kind of been being offered and pushed? Has it been a while, or is it just something in the last 18 months?
I've got someone blowing me up, which I've got to take. So I don't mean rude. Yeah. Can we talk on Monday?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to do my best to push this whole wire thing in, but please get it to me as quickly as possible because I'm not in the funding side and I want to make sure this gets done for you.
I'll do it.
Thanks, brother. Thank you. Bye-bye.